This is a CBC podcast.
CBC podcasts are supported by HP Print Studio. Express your brand with HP Print Studio. Find free customized templates to build your business identity, like letterhead, business cards, and shipping labels. Start the journey at www.hp.ca/print.
Well, I have a few words I want to say right now about bay leaves. I've harbored doubts about bay leaves for years. Whenever I come across them, and hey, I pulled my fair share of bay leaves out of soups and stews over the years, in both restaurants and in homes, and whenever I did, I have rolled my eyes, either literally or figuratively, privately or publicly, depending on the company, because, well, between you and me, because I've never seen the point. It has long been my contention that the bay leaf hangs around the table like a dim relative, the plumber's helper, the photographer's assistant, the vice president of spices, the guy who doesn't seem to be doing anything at all, but's on the payroll just in case, the placebo of the spice rack. It has been my belief that a pot of stew without the bay leaf would taste no different, not at all, not one whiff, than the pot with it. Or for that matter, a pot full of them. Go ahead, double up whatever the recipe calls for. Tell me you can tell the difference. Try that with garlic. Garlic, which was worshipped by the Egyptians, and I would put forward with good reason. Or try that with cloves. Wars were fought over cloves. Cloves have played a pivotal part in world history. There are spices. And then there are spices. Tradition tells us that thyme was in the straw bed of the Christ child. What do they say about the bay leaf? They say, keep it out of the light and it'll retain its flavor for over 2 years. Have you ever tried a bay leaf? I mean, raw? I did this week. I don't know, I was sitting around with nothing better to do, and before I knew it, I was standing in front of my spice rack like a photographer's assistant. Something came over me. What, guilt? Who knows? But before you could say the Delphi Oracle, who I'm told sniffed the smoke of burning bay leaves to promote her visionary trances, before you could summon her or any of those Greek gods, I had popped one in my mouth, the bay leaf, not the god. And what I can report to you now is that slipping a bay leaf into your mouth and letting it marinate there between your teeth and cheek for, say, a half hour, like I did the other afternoon, is not unlike walking on a piney mountaintop with the Aegean Sea stretched below you. At least I think it was the Aegean. It was an azure blue, that's for sure, and it smelled like pine, although there was a distant scent of mint in the wind. And before long, I was thinking how W.O. Mitchell was known for his snuff and Mordecai Richler for those nasty little cigars, and that maybe I should be known for something, too, and why not for chewing on bay leaves? They are, it turns out, flavorful in their dry Mediterranean way, and if you give them little nips with your teeth every so often, they release bursts of sappy flavor, not as strong as pine sap, more a memory of sap, with a tingling pininess that hints of menthol. My leaf put me into a sort of Mediterranean ennui, and honest to God, I started to sweat. This is too much information, right? Anyway, I thought maybe I could get a little silver box from Burke's, or better, from the bay, to carry my bay leaves around. A writer needs something like this to make him stick in the public's mind, and I'm not that big on snuff and cigars. It turns out the bay leaf grows on the bay tree. I've done my research. And, well, the bay tree is also known as the laurel tree, and the Greeks used to give laurel garlands to athletes at the Olympics. There is much, it turns out, to recommend bay. A baccalaureate means a laurel of berries, and we have poet laureates, and, well, you heard it here first. Bay leaves are my new thing. How could I have been so wrong for so long? I feel like I owe someone an apology. These are the Silver Hearts with the Forsaken Rag.
to me? What did I ever do to you? Why ever would you do that to me? Gonna make me feel so blue. I hold my hand as I'm going down. You just gonna stand there and watch me drown. Why ever would you do that to me? What did I ever do to you? What did I ever do to you? Down, run clean out of gas. You smile and wave and you drive right past. Why ever would you do that to me? What did I ever do to you? What did I ever do to you? That is plain to see. Next time it rains, you'll have no time for me. Why ever would you do that to me? What did I ever do to you? What did I ever do to you?
Those were the Silver Hearts from Peterborough, Ontario, and that was The Forsaken Rag, and that is from the Silver Hearts album, Our Precious City.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.